All right, how do you guys usually introduce this, or can I just do it?
Just do it.
Hi, everyone. It's Girl Fight.
Please do that entire podcast in that voice.
And I'm here with my good friends and girls.
Also talk at that level, because nobody will hear you.
Really? Oh, isn't that loud enough?
It was maybe just the wrong octave.
I'm Tina. You are...
Christine.
And Naomi's on her phone. And
Are we sounding off our own names? You're not going to read it out for us?
You're not going to present us?
I know. You lazy host.
Stephanie Lee. All right, you want me to do it over again?
Oh, was that the actual podcast?
Hey, I don't care.
Yeah. This is a hot mess and I sort of like it.
Yeah, I know. We should just run with it. I can edit that part up. Oh, hey, it's Girl Fight. I'm Tina.
I'm Christine.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Stephanie Lee.
Yeah, and you wanted to plug something, right, Steph?
Stephanie Lee at Stephanie.com.
Steph's all about the self-promotion. Yeah.
StephanieLeeIsAwesome.com.
Is that what it is?
Is that an actual website?
No. I thought we were doing that at the end. Never mind.
No, you can do it now. I don't care.
Now she's all embarrassed.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Now you got to follow Stephanie, because if you don't, she's going to be all sad. I need followers. All right, so Megan is out on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Until next week. So I decided to step in and help host with the rest of these girls. So we're all co-hosts today. No master host. So let's talk about how good that wine was that we got. Was it good?
I haven't tried it.
Me neither. Okay.
It's all in my program. I'm not gonna
Yeah. A
bottle.
No, that's what's awesome sure about it. Yeah. I opened up a Pinot Noir that I got. I don't know who sent it, unfortunately. Megan told us we got two shipments of wine,
so it could be from one of two people.
Yeah, I made for an awesome Tuesday evening at the office.
I forgot to bring the cards up with your name, so I'm sorry.
We'll do that next time.
But we like wine, so.
Thank you.
We'll have a wine party later. We'll just drink all of them and die.
But did anyone bring the cheese and crackers?
What?
No.
You don't need that. All you need is a good plastic cup, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So classy.
I don't know.
Why are we drinking any now?
Put your headset on. Go!
Suit up.
So, like, how was Comic-Con?
Comic-Con was cool.
How was Comic-Con? Yeah, Stephanie and Naomi went, so.
It was our first time there. Yeah. First time there, and I was not there for work. Naomi was.
I was working, doing the daily fix.
Yeah.
And
it was
doing
live.
Bumps, which was fun. Bumps is, like, those little interviews. When people come out of the panels, which are really fun.
So who'd you interview?
It was people that were IGN.
It's like the quick hits.
So, like, people would,
so you're just like, hey, what'd you see?
Yeah.
You
know,
like, so that they're not sitting there talking to themselves.
I saw this and it was fun, guys.
It just makes for interesting TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. So if people wanted to watch all this stuff, where can they find it?
On IGN.com.
/video.
On your fan page. Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there were a lot of people. I think I only made it to two panels, but that was because I tagged along with Rich.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise I would have to wait in line for like 5 hours, and that was
not cool with me.
Yeah,
that's the only bad part about going on your own.
Yeah.
You can't really get into anything.
No press privileges, right?
Yeah, none. But I've learned my lesson. I will not go to games panels at Comic-Con. I will go to like TV shows and movies.
Wait, why? Were the games ones sucky?
They were just really boring. It just felt like press releases for the public.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hmm. All right. And you're playing Catherine right now, right, Steph?
I am playing Catherine. And I think we kind of talked about it to death, right? On just like in the various other podcasts.
I have no idea. I guess so. Yeah.
Well, I think you just talked about it on Unlocked, probably.
Yeah. Okay, well, for those who don't know what Catherine is yet, and I don't know why, if you've been living under a rock or something, but Catherine is this new game from Atlus. Who are we waving to?
I'm waving to my coworker. Sorry, go ahead and start again. Ignore me.
Okay.
I'll edit this part up.
Okay. Catherine is a game from Atlus, from the dudes responsible for Persona, for the Persona series. So it's a puzzle/dating simulator kind of game, and it's a really interesting hybrid because the puzzle element is like kind of Qbert style, where you like move blocks around, mm-hmm. and instead of like going down, you're actually climbing your way up, And each level introduces like a new dynamic. Like maybe you have ice blocks, which are really slippery, or you have exploding blocks or spike traps. So every stage introduces something really new, really cool, always keeps you on your toes. And like the puzzles are really challenging, actually. I'm playing on normal, and I find myself dying a lot.
Yeah, but is that really exciting after a while? You know, you're climbing the same damn blocks and, you know, like, oh, there's a baby chasing you.
It's actually really exciting because there's, like, the pressure of time. Like, in normal stages, well, you never get that stress from,
like, I feel
like
a lot of people are going to play for the cutscenes and not the cutscenes we want to see, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's probably the main, like, draw.
I definitely want to play it.
Yeah. No, it looks cool, but I don't know.
Yeah, I can see it might be something where you pause and take a break from it, do something else, and then come back to it.
Well, that's actually how you play it, because the puzzles are usually so difficult that you can, like, you spend a night on it and you're like, okay, good, I'm gonna go to bed now. Because you feel satisfied. You want to go to bed on a good note, not like with a broken controller.
Like that lady with the fork
and a broken TV.
And a broken TV. F this game.
All right.
Yeah, and it's really cool because it asks you interesting questions that are pretty relevant to real life.
Yeah, so I played it in Japanese, and I have no idea what was going on, but I think that's what made it a lot more fun, because I just made the story along, you know?
You're like, sure, this is happening.
Yeah.
Every time the game asks you a question, like, you can choose, like, between two answers, and you get to see what everyone else, it kind of, like, charts everyone's answers in a pie graph, and I discovered that everyone is a goody-two-shoes. Like, everyone goes for the answer that sounds right. Like, would you...
No, I would not sleep with her. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, I know there's, like, 6 different endings or something like that.
I doubt anybody will see all of them.
Yeah, no. Unless you go on YouTube.
I think a lot of people will go through all
You think
of them.
They'd want... I just don't know that... I think the puzzle element is good enough for, like, one playthrough. I don't know that I would want to play through it 5 more times after that.
Yeah. Well, then you go up to, like, hard, I think. Different difficulty level.
Nah,
that's okay. I've got other games to play.
It's definitely not for everyone. It's a quirky kind of niche title that happened to gain a lot of traction in the U.S.
I'll just YouTube all the different endings.
Yeah. That's what I did. I was like, oh, no way. So the 3DS got a price cut, yesterday? Early this morning?
I think it was this morning, but I could be wrong.
This morning,
yeah. Yeah. It went up at midnight, so.
Nah. Yeah. So while we were sleeping.
It went from $249 to $169 in the U.S. I don't know what it is in Canada, Naomi. Do you know?
No. I couldn't tell you. I just got mine, actually.
Oh, really?
When I got here, so.
Are you pissed?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really pay for it.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
But I guess they're going to give 10 free games to people that already have it?
20.
To make up? Oh, 20?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
20?
10 of Game Boy Advance and
10 Nintendo
titles. So,
old games.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty lukewarm on the Nintendo titles. Like, they give you 10 NES titles, like Legend of Zelda, Super Mario Brothers, like all classic games, like Ice Climbers too. But, I mean, I'm actually more excited for the Game Boy Advance, excited for the owners for Game Boy Advance titles.
Are you not an owner?
I'm not an owner.
Oh, okay. I thought you were for some reason.
No.
What?
I'm not an owner either.
What?
Owner what?
An owner of the 3DS.
Okay, I was like, what are you guys saying?
We have our own secret code.
You and your
code.
Damn slang here at IGN. All right, so we don't have to spend too much time on this, but I guess on the Mass Effect 3 fan page on Facebook, they're asking people to vote on the next female Shepard. I don't know where they're changing it.
This happened to at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, yeah, this is where it was announced. And the whole thing is... there will be a Femme Shep on a cover for the limited edition, I believe. So that's sort of, I think, what they're voting on. And also, it will be a default in Tres, in Mass Effect Tres.
And you don't like them, Naomi, you were saying?
I find they look just really mean. And I like my Femme Shep, but I also think that the original one, like, they should use the main one.
I don't even remember what the original one looks like, though. I think that's probably the point.
There wasn't a vanilla female Shepard.
I mean, there is always one when you start customizing.
Right.
But it's not like they've never, marketed it or done anything that would say this is actually the default Femme Shepard.
So I guess this is a way of...
This is a way of creating that. Yeah, yeah, making it more official.
I just find she looks evil.
And all of them?
Yeah, they all have this evil, like,
They all seem... like really PO'd, which I guess they would be. right? I mean, Earth is being destroyed.
Soldiers.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, but I was talking to Naomi. It's like, my femme chef's super pretty. Like, not.
She got her nails
not all
did.
Butched out. You know, she's. She's just like a normal ish girl.
Yeah.
And these ones are all very much, in my opinion, maybe trying a little too hard to prove that they're tough.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Like, oh, I must overcompensate for being, you know, a woman,
but they
basically.
But they're built and designed for battle. That's how, you know, people in battle should look. Very hardened.
But they should also have a heart.
I'm sure they do, underneath all that killing and badassery.
Yeah. At first, though, it was funny because there's three of them with pixie haircuts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, why... What? Like, but then I saw there are some with longer hair, and I was like, okay, phew. It's like, did they just take out all the long hair options in Mass Effect 3? You must have a pixie haircut.
Most of them remind me of, what's her name? The chick from Aliens, Rodriguez?
Michelle Rodriguez?
No. Aliens, the original movie.
I don't know.
Like,
I've not seen Aliens.
No.
I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah. But if you think realistically, like, a woman going into battle. Oh, totally.
This is not gonna have long hair.
I know. Just outside. Just thinking outside of like aesthetic.
I'm willing to forgive BioWare for this though, because it's not like fucking Tekken or something. You know, like
girls in those big ass titties. They're at least covered.
There's like no cleavage.
There was one haircut I actually really liked. I think I'm gonna use it for my femme chef. It has like a red stripe.
Oh, like, on the hair.
Yeah, in the hair. Oh, like her hair is black and then just has like a red chunk, which I liked.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, but I've always wanted, I wish they would do, like, a long braid or something.
I wonder how many people are going to make Will Smith in this one. Defending
what?
Earth.
What, oh, like Independence Day.
Yeah, welcome to Earth.
Welcome
to
Earth.
Did people do that? Huh? No, she's saying that they might.
Oh.
I want them to.
Yes, yeah, so now do that, please.
All right, I'll cut this part out, but we only have, like, 9 minutes left, so should we just go straight to the questions?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to go to the questions now. This one's from Michael. He says, hey, girls, I have two questions.
I hope he says it like that.
Yeah. With the obvious success of Nintendo DS's handhelds and Sony gunning for them with a Vita, do you think that Microsoft will ever get into the handheld arena? If they did, what launch titles would you like to see? My money would be on the first-party titles like Fable or Halo Wars.
I'm going to go with no. But their handheld is really like Windows Phone 7. Like, that's what they're going to do.
I just feel so bad. I can imagine this guy listening, and then you're like, no.
I actually mean that. I'm just saying, like, if they were going to try and do it, they would have done it a while ago.
Yeah,
plus,
true.
I mean, the handheld markets that are really popular, you know, Japan and Europe, that Microsoft does not do well there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if I mean, it would just be losing money.
I mean, they have the the Windows phone, and not many people own that.
No, but that's as close as they're ever going to get.
Yeah. It's true. But if they did,
but
to make this guy happy, what would you see?
I don't think there would be Halo Wars, no offense, just because
that
fringe, I mean, that, yeah.
The poor,
Ensemble, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
poor guys. Rest in peace.
There might be
a fable, sure. Yeah. It probably wouldn't be very good.
He would probably... Molyneux would probably
he would
like,
promise it's
the
amazing
stars
yeah.
and moons and stuff.
We I promise know. You'll never want to go to bed.
It makes me so sad. See Fable the Journey. I'm just like, I'm gonna cry.
It might be cool. No. I liked when that guy was trying to like weave like a lightning rod with his hands and
then makes it like a spear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that that's gonna get old real fast.
Makes me want a Crocodile Dundee game.
That would actually be pretty funny.
All right. The next question's from Crystal. She says, hello. Oh, wait, this is the one you were laughing at, right? Poor grammar.
It's okay.
Hello,
maybe she doesn't
girl,
speak English for first language. I don't know.
I want to play games that are a little more intense than Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing. I don't want something with shoot like Red Dead. So I would like a good horror game. Any suggestions?
For which console or system or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
So she said Animal Crossing and which?
And
she wants something more intense than Harvest Moon and Animal Crossing.
There's a lot
but
of
she doesn't want a shooter like Red Dead. I think most games involve shooting nowadays. Not all, but it's a good majority.
Depending how old she is, she can check out L.A. Noire. That's intense. Like, intense and story-wise.
Has shooting in it.
Okay.
Although, I guess it's mostly running away.
Yeah, it's mostly just detective. We're
not running away,
running
towards it.
That's intense.
Dance Central? I don't...
That is intense physical-wise.
And that requires some stamina.
I don't know. Naomi, do you have any suggestions?
I have no idea.
Ooh, I don't play horror games that much.
Oh, horror, yeah.
How about Zelda, Ocarina of Time?
How is that a horror game?
That's pretty fucking scary, yeah.
It is. They have zombies in that game.
Yeah, but it's like a cartoon.
It is kind of cartoony.
Yeah, they have zombies.
Cartoon zombies are not scary.
They scream at you when you run at them.
They're so scary.
Or by them. Yeah, see?
I get scared. I'm like, Zelda. Oh, God, I have to walk.
Because it sounds like she's playing like Nintendo DS or something.
I'm not sure what systems you have.
Yeah. Crystal, you can write back to us.
Be a little more specific and on what consoles
suggest
you
something with shoot.
Does anybody here play horror games? Because I
played Ju-on a couple weeks ago just for fun.
That's a game.
Fucking scary as hell. Yeah, it's on the Wii.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. So you know, you have to use your Wii remote or whatever to move around, and then if she pops out at you and if you jump, like, it records how sissy you are by how
often
gosh, the Wii remote
so
moves. Yeah,
a sissy meter. Scary.
Yeah,
they should do that with Kinect.
Oh, God, I hated that game. We have another one from Carl in London. He says some more whistleblowers have come out walking about poor conditions and poor treatment. I don't know what that means. Why don't game dev employees unionize or go on strike with their own halves providing food for their sit-ins, etc.?
He's talking about the poor working conditions game development, but I'm not sure which new whistleblowers have come out that he's talking about.
Well, if he's in London,
he could be talking about LA Noire, like with Rockstar and
that was
Team
Australia.
Bondi. Is he referring specifically to London?
No,
he
just, I just assume.
Oh no, yeah, she's. That's true. I guess maybe it could be about LA Noire.
Freaking what's their name?
But I mean, like the working conditions.
Hold on,
and the
I have
hours.
To take this call.
All right. What about the guys that made Media Molecule? Yeah, working hard on Sackboys. I don't know.
but
why
say,
don't
like,
developers unionize? I have no idea. They probably should.
I have no idea.
Do you know what it's like working in a dev studio? Has anyone told you, Naomi?
No. I for the most part, I think it's like depending on what your job position is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at that point, if you're at a lower level, you're definitely not going to be paid a lot for that matter. But I don't know in terms of treatment.
So I think like the huge news about devs working super hard and not getting compensation for it broke out from EA like in the 90s, right? Yeah. Some woman was complaining that her husband was never home. He would work like 100-hour work weeks and stuff or something crazy. But
But that's, I feel like, well, just from what other developers' friends have told me, like that's part of the game development cycle. Like there are going to be crunch times and you're going to be putting like
and
80 hours a week.
It's only for those amount of times. It's not,
and then you get like 6 weeks off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which to recharge. Me sounds not that bad. I mean, if you're passionate about it, and yes, you spend a lot of hours on it, then.
But like the Team Bondi situation sounded particularly gruesome with the high turnover rate and like the kind of iron-fisted management. You know, like you should feel privileged to work here.
Right.
That was kind of crazy.
I mean, this isn't something that we can answer for devs, but I am curious to know why this has never come up somewhere where they all unionize or something.
I used to work at a unionized workplace. I didn't like it.
No?
I was at a hospital
because you have
before.
To pay fees and stuff. And
yeah, and I mean, they try to be fair to everyone, but in the end, you kind of get shafted yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't represent you. They represent you kind of poorly sometimes. But I won't get into that.
Okay. So this is the part where you can promote your Twitter now, Stephanie.
No, now I'm embarrassed to do it. Now you'll never know what my Twitter is.
I'm going to lie. But don't get. Promote
yours.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. So my Twitter is Naomi_IGN at Twitter.com.
And you can follow me at SuperLee7.
All one word?
Yes.
That's
one word.
All right. And Christine says bye to you. Oh, mine?
Yeah.
It's just TEANH.
Join the club.
Such a short episode.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Why do I always whisper? When I was doing that the last episode, I was like, God, please don't whisper this time.
Not really?
I don't know. There's something about, you know, the mics and...
It ending.
Yeah.
It ending as well.
We can whisper goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I was going to plug Stimer's Twitter. Bye. You know, so she won't feel left out.
All right. What is it?
It's at Stimer.
How do you spell that?
STEIMER.
Yeah. Oh.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I before E except after S. Is that how it goes?
What?
Just that stupid. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Laters.